Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
I love what Jude
did. Wait, I want to know what you're trying to do. No, keep going.
Come here. I was going to use the word deja as like, did you?
But oh, did you know?
Out of order. Like,
yeah. No, no, no. I want all this here.
I love what Jude did.
I love what Jude did there.
And this is strange still. Yeah. Drink of water.
While you subsist on your substance, I'm going to introduce the new listeners to the podcast. It is called Stranger Still. My name is Jonathan Phillip.
Are we going?
And I'm joined with Nicholas Wood.
Are we recording?
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Welcome to Stranger Still, the podcast where John consistently freaks me out. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Vegan. Jonathan Phillip. You actually, the way that you described that you were going to take a sip of water, I don't know if you like cut that out, but you said it so fancy I needed to keep up the energy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It makes sense now.
Okay.
Hey, you. What is this podcast about? Just in case we got like new listeners or something.
It's about strange science things. There's sometimes
really
they tell
this
jokes.
Podcast.
Let's see.
You're making it really.
You know when you
can't wait to listen.
Oh, you know what it's like.
Episode.
You know when you know like if you go to like a Starbucks and you overhear someone's conversation.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wish I could join in, but you have crippling anxiety and you can't.
Yeah.
That crippling anxiety is just the fact that you're listening to a recording, so we can't respond to you.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you're listening to some random conversation. It doesn't matter if it's interesting or not.
But
it's
we're
still
here.
Happening.
We're still having the conversation.
Yeah. If we have a conversation in the woods, does it really happen?
Yeah, well...
You ever take philosophy class?
If you're talking about the woods, are you talking about, like, my house?
Right. If I have a conversation, at
house.
The woods, yeah. The Woods family house.
Yeah, this has gone off the rails. What are we talking about this week, John?
We're talking about forgetting.
Not quite.
We're talking about remembering.
We're talking about when you remember something, but it feels hollow inside, like a tree.
Hmm, that's pretty poetic. Can you explain it like a normal person?
Trees usually aren't hollow.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
like a Cadbury used to...
This is the weirdest energy we've had in a long time. But you know what? That's okay. This week we're talking about deja vu, and that's a weird science topic. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, we made an agreement that we're not going to make the easy joke that people make every time where they just say the same joke twice.
Yeah.
And now it feels like that would be the time where I would say the joke twice, but I promised you... not going to.
No,
so
no,
I won't.
We work harder.
We work harder for our jokes. Just listen to our intro.
Yeah. For example, Nicholas.
Yeah.
You ever try this? It's not a joke. I don't have anything. I was just going to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to give yourself deja vu?
No.
I always, when I was a kid, tried to give myself deja vu the second I heard about it.
Yeah.
So I would think of situations that are probable to happen in detail and kind of meditate on them and say, okay, so for example, tonight I'll probably go to bed. Maybe I'll listen to a podcast. Yeah. So I'm going to imagine what the podcast app looks like if I have my headphones on. Is Wally laying next to me or is he outside? And just like think of the details. And then when that actually happens later, see if it happens.
You know what? I wasn't going to do this, but let's do an experiment here. I'm going to give you a list of four words.
Okay.
Let me find those four words because they're at the end of my notes.
Oh, cool. And you're going to say them later and see if I remember them?
Well, something like that. So, dang, where are those words at? It's so hard, like, trying to cut
Well, yeah, there's
notes
so many
here.
Of them. And they hang out in paragraphs and you just can never find them, these rascals.
All right. Bed, pillow, night, and dream. Just
okay.
Remember those. Or don't. Just know that I said them to you. We're going to do an experiment later. See if we can create deja vu inside your brain.
Yeah, and right now I'm trying to study all your actions. You probably don't remember that you touched your glasses with your left hand.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you're going to do that again later when you said
Stop
bed,
thinking
pillow.
About it too much. Don't think about it too much. Just remember those four words that I said, okay?
Yeah.
So, deja vu. Now that we're, 10 minutes into this podcast, Do you know what deja vu is, John?
Deja vu is when you get a sensation like you think you're remembering something because it's similar to something you've done already.
Yeah. So
spoiler.
So deja vu is French for already seen.
Mm.
And it's the sense that you're experiencing something that has happened before. And I want to make it clear that it's not like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix when he sees the black cat and he's like, oh, and the cat like sneezes. And then he takes two steps.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? He takes two steps up the stairs and the cat comes out of the doorway and sneezes again. He's like, whoa. And then what's her face is like the lady from The Practice and
your Keanu Reeves impression was perfect.
I know. And she's like, what's the matter? And he's like, deja vu. And then they all like go into a panic. That's not what deja vu is. It's not where you see the same thing after one another.
Did you run into articles where people think it's magic or something?
No, but I think that there's a little bit of a misconception where if someone like someone's riding their bike around the block and they see the same person a second time, they're like, whoa, deja vu. That's not deja vu. Deja vu is a feeling that you get.
Yeah.
And it's all in your brain, and it's kind of hard to explain, but it comes on really quickly, and it might feel like some brain fuzziness, or like your brain skipped a beat, or it could feel like this intangible feeling that's like really hard to grasp. And it, like the core of it is there's something you're having trouble remembering, and it feels familiar, but you can't like put your finger on it. It's like having a word on the tip of your tongue, but with memories is what it's like.
So you just did a metaphor on a metaphor?
Yeah.
How many times have I had an actual literal word on the tip of my tongue, Nicholas? Now I gotta picture that and then apply it to another one?
Yeah.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
We're talking about deja vu.
Okay.
And the feeling is like really fleeting. Usually it like disappears really quickly. And it's triggered in 60 to 80% of people. And I saw all kinds of numbers, like all the way down to 30%, all the way up to 100% mm-hmm. of people.
And 72% of dogs.
72% of dogs. Do you think dogs get deja vu?
I think so.
I don't know.
Their memories are episodic.
Yeah.
And they're visual, so why not?
Oh, yeah. Well, you might be onto something, but we'll get there. 60-80% was like the most commonly reported number that I found. And deja vu can be triggered by any number of things. You could just be sitting there watching a movie, and then all of a sudden something happens in the movie and it feels really familiar to you, but you don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be sitting in a restaurant talking to someone, and you're like, man, I swear that I've been sitting in this exact spot at this exact restaurant having this exact conversation with you before.
Yeah.
But I don't know where that feeling is coming from. And some people might feel like it ties back to a dream, just to skip back to what it might feel like. And this is kind of where we get some of the more paranormal explanations. Like people think they have precognitive dreams when they get deja vu feelings.
This is what I was wondering about.
Yeah. We'll get to all of those. In some people, it can be alarming if you feel like you're having a precognitive dream, like the whole concept of the Final Destination movies. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that, where they fall asleep and dream that this log comes off this truck and kills everyone in the car and everyone on the highway, and they get everyone out of the car.
Or the girl that we met at the Paranormal Expo that dreamed about breaking her leg or something, and her sister broke her leg the next day.
Oh, I think I remember that. I don't know. I'm getting deja vu. I'm just kidding. I'm not. Other people might not feel like it's that alarming. It might just feel like a familiar sensation, something that's happened to you before, but certainly not alarming comparatively. Have you ever had deja vu?
Mm-hmm.
When?
All the time.
All the time?
Maybe like twice a year.
Yeah.
Which is all the time.
I had never had deja vu until like 2 months ago.
Really?
And I had deja vu a lot. And after researching this, I kind of got concerned. But I haven't had deja vu in like a month now. But there's a period there where I was getting deja vu a bunch. I was like, what the hell is going on? Maybe I'm just getting old and I have more experiences to compare my current experiences to.
That's a weird thing to think about too.
Is that you're getting old so you get deja vu?
No, just that we do the same things a lot.
Yeah, it's true. My life is very predictive. But on this show, we like to talk about the science of weird things, and a lot of times we don't know a lot of science about the weird things we talk about, and unfortunately deja vu does fall into that camp, but there are some really interesting theories on deja vu that are worth covering, and I bring all the stuff up before and all the sciencey stuff because almost every article I came across talked about how hard it is to study deja vu, because there's nothing outwardly observable by a researcher that you can just look at someone and say, oh, they're having deja vu.
Yeah.
And you can't just make deja vu happen, so you can't just be like, all right, I'm gonna hook myself up to an MRI and have deja vu now, let's have this deja vu and study it.
Unless you place a deja vu proximity mind like I did.
Is that
so when Wally's sleeping next to me tonight, I'm gonna go, oh man, and I'm gonna have no verifiable way to prove it.
Also, deja vu is like this fleeting feeling that can fade just as quickly as it comes on. So you can't just be like, oh man, I'm having deja vu. Let me go hop in this MRI machine real fast and see what my brain waves look like. We use a French term because it was coined by a French psychic researcher, Emile Boyrac, maybe, in 1917. And I think he coined it earlier than that. Like, it showed up in some pamphlet, but this was the first time he had published it in a book, and it kind of took off from there. And back then, it was more of a feeling.
His name's Boyrac?
B-O-I-R-A-C.
Oh, yeah.
Emile Boyrac.
That's where I shop at the store, dude. That's where I get the good youth larges.
Yeah.
The Boyrac. Yeah.
I thought your shirt looked tiny today.
Mm-hmm.
But it was back then, it was more of a feeling described than something actually being researched. And eventually, like, everyone from psychologists to paranormal researchers and biologists were all trying to figure out what deja vu was, because if 68% of people experience it and it's this weird feeling, people want to know what it is. So people like Freud or Sandor Ferenczi, oh God, I'm so bad at last name, Ferenczi, they thought these guys were like the para-analysts, or not, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Paraplegic.
They were paraplegic, that's not true. But they thought it was caused by repressed memories or urges. So when you had like an urge that was being repressed, then you'd have deja vu. Or if you had a repressed memory of like being abused as a child and then something triggered that, then it would cause deja vu.
Jeez.
As we all know, these guys were pretty much hacks, which I just found another article about how much Freud was he was just like a
shit. Can we do a Freud takedown?
We should. Let's do a diss track of Freud.
Let's do a Freud diss track. Let's get Maddie on that one.
Okay.
Because he'd be killer at it.
Yeah. He apparently like took money just to say whatever people wanted him to say. So he was a really good guy. I just learned that today. Other psychologists of the time thought it might be caused by anxiety.
He says Dr. Oz.
Yeah, he's basically Dr. Oz. Exactly. But other psychologists of the time thought that it could be repressed memories, but the deja vu was actually caused by anxiety from those repressed memories. It wasn't like the repressed memory themselves. And then, of course, as we get a little bit deeper, people started to associate it with the paranormal. And a lot of those ideas, I think, propagate today. Actually, I know they propagate today because, like, every article I came across was like, here's 10 explanations for what deja vu might be. And then 3 of them were paranormal explanations, which we'll get to in just a little bit. Pretty quickly, people started to figure out that this feeling sometimes would come right before a seizure happened.
Mm.
And this is important because this is our in on how to research deja vu, because there's a small subsection of seizures, which is temporal lobe seizures, and people with that type of epilepsy would have deja vu before a seizure would come on.
That's so terrifying. My friend Sean had seizures.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. So if you're studying seizures, you can also study, if they have temporal lobe seizures, you can study deja vu as a side effect. And also, I mean, if you understand how temporal lobe seizures work, it kind of helps influence the ideas of how deja vu works, which we'll get into. But all that to say, we do have some science. That's exciting.
That's good.
But there's a lot that's still very unexplained. And a recent study that's kind of small that I hope gets bigger, but you know how research is funded these days. Very poorly.
Oof, burn.
So before
tell how it is,
before we get to the science, I think we should explore some of the more fringe theories on what causes deja vu with all that paranormal stuff. I've already mentioned precognition. That's like the Final Destination movies. If you haven't seen those, just go watch it. I'm not going to give you a definition. They're not very good, are they?
Mm.
I remember being scared of them when I was a kid. Like in the second Final Destination, this woman gets her hair trapped in an elevator and then like rips her head off.
Gross.
No, that's just gross. Yeah,
yeah, the fire in the apartment scene was always on over and over and over.
Yeah.
For some reason,
like on
TV
or something.
Yeah. But the thing that scared me was the tanning beds stuff.
Yeah,
every time I'm in one.
And get fried to death. Yeah.
Being in tanning beds is scary enough anyway.
Yeah. Some people also believe that it could be a result of reincarnation. And the idea there is that you're experiencing something similar to something that happened in your past life. So there's like this catch in your brain where it's like, where did this
in your soul happen? Then, right?
In your soul, yeah. Where you're like, where did I experience this before? But you can't quite touch it because it happened in a past life.
I wonder if they think it's in your brain or in your soul, because if your brain's matter, you wouldn't keep that
probably
same matter.
Soul, yeah.
All right.
It probably also depends on who you ask, because there's no science to any of this stuff, but
right.
who am I to have a closed mind? Some people also believe that it's parallel universes coming into alignment. So you know the multiverse theory,
mm-hmm.
And in case you don't out there and you're listening to this show, it's the idea that there's infinite universes out there, and like every decision that you make creates a new universe. So if you are like, I don't know where to go to supper, should I go to Burger King or should I stay home? You just made two universes by either going to Burger King or staying home.
But I could never wrap my head around that as a concept, because it doesn't work in any stories or anything. Because what if I decided to sneeze, or what if I didn't have to sneeze?
Yeah.
There's just too many variables.
Yeah, or what if I sneezed...
and went to Burger King.
What if I sneezed after I sneezed in one universe, or like, you know.
Yeah.
There's way too many infinites, but infinite is infinite. So all right. There you go.
But also, there's dimensions. Those are real, according to Neil deGrasse Tyson and the Billy Boy.
Billy Boy. Oh, the science.
Yeah.
Billy Boy, the science boy.
Yeah.
I just rhymed boy with boy. That was a good one, Nick. But that's kind of, I mean, they think that when you have deja vu, it's because two of those universes are aligning. I don't really understand. It might also be repressed memories reemerging from an alien abduction. I read that one as well. We need to talk about sleep paralysis so we can talk about alien abductions.
Okay.
Which we should talk about in
October month.
October month is coming up. Send us your suggestions for topics to talk about. And lastly, some people think that it might be a glitch in reality, a glitch in the matrix, if you will. But the one thing I read is that basically there's something that happens in a brief moment and reality breaks down and I guess corrects itself. I guess like time elves come in and fix whatever went wrong. I don't know. But then your memory of that event is gone, which leaves this empty memory feeling. And that's what deja vu is. And
so like that dumb butterfly movie, Ashton Kutcher.
It's called The Butterfly Effect. Right. You're like one word away from the title of that movie. But I find that theory hilarious because if you experience deja vu because the breakdown of reality and like time stops and then it repairs itself, everyone would experience deja vu at the exact same moment. And they don't. That's just not how it works. So shut up, people. That was mean. Do you have any other theories on
No, I just can't stop thinking about how much I don't like the butterfly effect. I've seen it like 7 times.
I remember really liking it as a kid, and I don't think that I would like it if I watched it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it now. Yeah. It's like I retrospect, like, yeah, I watch it a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a huge fan of time travel movies, though. And it's like technically a time travel movie. I
just remember the gross scenes and then like putting needles through his hands. Arm,
yeah.
In jail.
Yeah. Oh, that's that scene where he wants to prove to some guy in jail that he can travel through time.
Yeah.
And so he goes back in time and then stabs himself and comes back and shows the scars.
Why didn't he get a tattoo?
Whoa! Well, also, he's changed the past, so the guy's not going to remember a time where he didn't have the scars in his hands.
Yeah.
It's a huge plot hole.
Yeah.
It's so, like, I don't understand why they even need that scene in there, but whatever. Well, I'm not a movie writer. Or am I? No, I'm not. Let's talk about the science of deja vu, shall we?
All right.
There's a lot that science and psychologists have to say about deja vu. There's a lot of the theories have to do with memory, and I'm just going to kind of run through some of the main theories that I found out there, going what I think is least likely, working my way up to the most convincing theory. So first, some people will point to the amygdala. Do you remember what that does from last week?
Yeah, it makes you mad.
That's the medulla oblongata.
Oh.
No, the amygdala, last week it had a role in survival instincts, and that might be what causes panic attacks, because your body's like, oh no, you're gonna get eaten by a tiger. So the idea with deja vu in the amygdala is we might encounter a situation, and our brain checks to see if we have a memory of this location or the situation, and then it might find a memory, but if whatever we're experiencing now feels slightly off, and that triggers our amygdala, because now our amygdala is like, oh my gosh, something's changed, be on alert, but then your brain realizes that there's nothing to be on alert about, so it quickly goes away. Does that sound convincing?
Sure.
You're giving me like these droopy eyes, like, I have no idea what you're saying. This one doesn't convince me, because when I get deja vu, I don't feel panic. It's more of like a, what the hell?
It's more fun.
Yeah, it's more fun than like, oh god, tiger's gonna get
it. Feels like nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's like it's sister emotion.
I think that's a good way to put it.
We should have sister emotions.
Like,
happiness and gladness, you know?
Yeah.
Anger and madness, right?
That sounds like an Inside Out fanfic that you're making now.
Yeah. It's like really positive.
Yeah.
It's all about just like being you.
Yeah.
You know, happiness and gladness, and they live in your brain. It's a fanfic.
You're going to send it to Pixar?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. There's also just a possibility that there's a glitch in our brain for one reason or another, and this one doesn't really have so much to do with memory either. There's a couple things that this splits into. One theory is that a couple of our brain waves get out of sync, and when we experience deja vu, it's one of those brain waves catching up to the other one.
Hmm.
There's another theory that says deja vu is caused by brainwaves like taking a neural shortcut, and the rest, like the deja vu is caused by the rest of the brainwaves trying to catch up. And I don't, these don't really convince me either, because if I'm having a thought and it gets out of sync or skips a step, why would I feel like I'm missing a piece of a memory? Or why would I feel this familiarity? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't get that either. And I don't know what that feels like for a brainwave to go off course or to change.
Feels like you're dying. I don't know. When we get to memories, that's when things get more convincing for me. And the first theory that I have is that your brain is trying to recall a memory, but for whatever reason, it just falls short. Part of your brain doesn't fire off like it's supposed to. And this is a theory based on three different areas of your brain that have to do with memories. There's the rhinal cortex, the hippocampus, and the temporal lobe.
Yep. Rhinos, hippos, and tempora.
A lot of fish.
The three...
Not fish. Tempora, I think fish, but it's not fish.
Not tempora, just means to fry.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. But don't eat rhinos and
Absolutely not. Or hippos.
Or hippos. Hippos are mean, though. They're brutal animals. Yeah.
They will murder you.
They will. They do that a lot.
In cold blood.
But they have a good reputation in the U.S. for some reason.
That's weird. I think it's because of that song, I Want a Hippopotamus.
Probably.
Dumb song.
Big hippo lobbyists, dude. We need to get them out of here.
So the rhinal cortex and the hippocampus are involved with long-term memory, and the temporal lobe does a lot of things. Some of them relate to memory. It deals with sight, speech recognition, forming new memories.
Yeah, dude.
Those are like some of
my favorite things I can do.
Yeah. Number four on that list is smelling.
Yeah, that's
doesn't have anything to do with smelling.
No.
It is close to those areas of the brain, but it doesn't have anything to do with that.
It's temporal mental.
But if you're experiencing deja vu because you recognize what you're seeing or a conversation you're having with someone, like that's when I experience it a lot, is when I'm seeing something that looks familiar and I feel like I'm having a familiar conversation.
Yeah.
It's those two parts of your temporal lobe working to create that deja vu.
Like if I had a conversation about a bed or a pillow. It might trigger
quit thinking about it too much. You're gonna ruin the experiment. So there's the idea is that your brain starts trying to recall a memory, and for whatever reason, like your brain would normally go to the hippocampus to grab more fine details of the long term or of the memory, but for whatever reason the hippocampus isn't fired off, so you're just working with your temporal lobe and your rhinal cortex. So it's leaving that empty feeling because you're not grabbing the fine details of that memory.
Wow, that's
doesn't
great.
That sound more convincing than anything else we've said so far? There's one more that...
Can I just like try to re-explain that theory?
Yes, go for it.
So you try to remember, you get a feeling where you're like, hey, I think I remember this.
Yeah.
It's because your brain actually is remembering something similar.
Yeah.
But short-term memory and long-term memory is stored in different parts of the brain.
Yeah.
And your brain's only accessing short-term.
Well, yeah. So your temporal lobe is trying to make a new memory of the current experience you're in. But then your brain is accessing your old memories to see if it has anything similar. And your rhinal cortex fires off just fine. But the hippocampus is usually used to grab like the color of someone's shirt or the restaurant we were at or the name of someone, something like that.
Yeah.
The fine details of a memory. And that just doesn't fire off. So all you're left with is maybe a restaurant.
Yeah.
Maybe we were talking to each other. God, I don't remember.
I remember purple, the color.
I don't remember why, though.
Yeah.
The last thing that I have here is a small study. It was done in 2016 on deja vu. And it was only done with 21 people, and that's really incredibly small. But their conclusion was that deja vu is used as a tool by the brain to check and make sure your memory is working correctly. So if you think back to the words that I said before, did you hear any words that started with the letter S?
Sleep. Probably not, though.
I didn't say that. Did you get deja vu at all?
No.
No, dang it! Okay, so they were actually able to recreate deja vu with this experiment. Because what they would do is they would give this list of four words, which were bed, pillow, night, and dream, and then ask them if they remembered hearing any words that started with the letter S, And all of the words are closely linked with sleep.
Yeah.
But that was never actually said. So the subject says they're thinking about it. The problem-solving part of their brain was like, well, did I hear sleep? But your memory's saying, no, I didn't hear sleep. So your brain is trying to check to make sure your memory is functioning the way it should. And that's what created deja vu in these people.
I like that. I'm glad my brain's looking out. But it also terrifies me.
Why is that?
Because why would I want my brain to be running like debug scans in the background?
That's a good thing. It means your brain's working.
Yeah, I guess that's fine, but I just don't like it doing things without my knowledge.
Yeah. I did come across a lot of articles that said, like, occasionally having deja vu is the sign of a healthy brain. But I thought that was really cool that they were able to create deja vu in these people.
Yeah, that is
sweet. I'm sure they did. I didn't find, like, the exact process for the study, so I can't replicate it perfectly.
But... Oh, can I want to add something to that. Because you mentioning a bunch of words and then asking for an associated word does give me a my own version of a memory, which is not deja vu. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about, what was it? We mentioned something about cognitive dissonance because there was some kind of belief that we were looking into, where we got research papers afterwards from Justin.
Oh, for the thing that we did? What was it?
A little bit too late, but I got a really cool study. About?
What do we do podcasts on, man?
Look it up real quick.
Hang on. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I can't think of it.
People that believe in paranormal stuff. Why do people? We did the Paranormal Expo.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
When we talked.
So it was a Paranormal Expo episode that we did that I wanted to understand why people believe in that kind of stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And
this wasn't that episode though, was it?
No, I never talked about any of the studies. I just got paperwork on it.
Was it Reiki?
Sure.
Whatever. I think it doesn't matter.
Anyway.
You had things to say.
Yeah.
It was Reiki, but go on.
Okay, so I didn't get to read this.
But no, it wasn't Reiki.
This is related.
I don't care. Go on.
If it's not, whatever. It's interesting. In particular, believers are more likely to flub simple logic reasoning vocabulary questions, such as the one that asks them to find a word related to falling, actor, and dust. They also more frequently express a belief in conspiracy theories, blah, 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 blah.
Didn't we talk about this?
I may have read this even, but just the fact that you mentioned those words and there was an associated word seems like a similar study. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the answer was? Falling, actor, dust? What word falling connects them?
Actor, dust. Hang on. No, I don't remember, but I don't want to sit here in silence. And
star.
Have to add it
it was
later.
Star.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But deja vu. It's pretty cool.
So you could have got deja vu if you didn't hear that episode or if you were not paying attention during that part.
I never pay attention when you talk.
Yeah.
I did, in my research, before we go to the break, I did come across a lot of articles that pointed out if you are getting deja vu a lot, there might be some neurological issues you want to get checked out. That's when I got terrified.
Yuck.
One article said that if you have deja vu multiple times a month, you should check with a neurologist. But I don't think I would go that far.
Oh my goodness.
I'd say if you're getting like deja vu multiple times a day for a month straight, you'd probably want to go get that checked.
To an amnesiologist, whatever that is.
Neurologist?
That's what I'll go to. Amnesia. I think that.
How do you find them if you can't remember where they are?
That's sad.
The reason that I bring this up is because there's some medical issues that can come up with deja vu. We've talked about seizures in the temporal lobe. So if you have it a lot, you probably already know that you have epilepsy if you're having seizures a bunch. There's also a lot of observed cases of deja vu happening in vascular dementia patients. And that's like dementia caused by not getting enough blood flow to your brain. And there's another type of dementia, frontotemporal dementia, that these people have almost a constant sense of deja vu, just like as they're going through their day. And that's where, I don't remember exactly what the frontotemporal dementia is, but it affects the temporal lobe. And that gives more evidence that the temporal lobe is involved in deja vu somehow.
All right.
So,
well, the second last theory was the right one because it's the most believable.
Well, they can work in conjunction with each other, right?
I think
like your front.
They're winners and losers lobe. In life, Nick.
Oh, everything's black and white.
Everything's black and white.
Should we take a break? You want to give a recap before we go take a break?
Yeah, sure.
You want to make a deja vu joke here?
Yeah, this is where we would say something that we said
do
something
the entire
earlier.
Episode over again.
Pillow star, sleep, pillow, blanket.
Try this with your friends. Let me give these words again.
Okay.
They were bed, pillow, night, and dream.
Yeah, say that to them.
See if you could cause deja vu in your friends.
Go up to your friends.
It's a fun little game you can play.
You know who I'm going to play this with?
What?
A baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to go upstairs. You have babies at your house, right?
Yeah, I do.
Because your wife has a daycare.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to that baby, and I'm going to say those four words.
Yeah.
And in 10 years, I'm going to come back.
Did you hear an S word?
Yeah.
Speaking of game, I have a game for us. After the break! Should we take a break?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it. You don't sound excited about the game, jerk.
I'm preserving my voice.
Right? Oh, got it. There's a place you can go to find our show. It's
StrangestSocial.com. Like, what was that?
I don't know. I thought it'd be like Lin-Manuel Miranda and make it fun.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I guess not. No, it wasn't fun.
You had to tell me that I was having fun before for me to know.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
You can also find us at facebook.com/group/StrangerStill.
Yep. We do an Instagram.
We do. We did an Instagram once.
Yeah.
And you can leave us a review on iTunes if you're so inclined. We just got a new review.
Oh, boy.
From... My other name was Takeb. Sorry, that really got me. That's a good name. They left us a 5-star review. The title is...
The minimum amount.
The minimum amount is 5 stars?
Yeah, you leave less than that, you're going to get read twice. And it's not going to be an anger.
We're going to make a whole episode about it. The title was The Way I Want to Learn, which is really flattering. They said, this show keeps things fun while effectively parceling out information surrounding each topic. Their ability to make such a large swath of topics so accessible is commendable. Thank
Aww,
you.
That's
Your
amazing.
Other name was Takeb?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, if you like our show, you should leave us a review on iTunes and we'll read it on the air.
Yeah.
It's like the nicest
thing. Tell people
thing
what it does
do.
For us, Nick. What does it do when you get a review?
It gives me a halo.
Uh-huh. But what does it do for the show?
It gives us a halo.
Okay. But what scientifically? Like, what's the math behind it? What's the algorithm?
It adds 5 stars to our total review count.
And then we're easier to find?
Then we're
higher in search
results.
Why
you gotta, like, be real about this?
That's Nick, I want people to know the fruits of their bounty.
The other nicest thing you can do for this podcast, if you enjoy it, is support us.
Uh-huh.
We are on the Flying Machine Network.
Yep.
And you can support us on Patreon by going to StrangerStillShow.com/shop.
Yep.
It'll just take you right there. Super easy to remember.
You got that for sure, my dudes.
Yeah, and you can kick some money our way. You get to choose the shows you listen to, and they get a bigger cut of the money. And then every single month, you get a bonus episode. Next month, like a week after this episode comes out, we're going to see if I have a sinner's Bible.
Yep.
It's actually kind of funny. But you can support us there. There's also a bunch of good shows on there. I was just listening to Oops, I Talked Politics, which I've been on a wave lately where I'm like, I don't want to worry about politics, but I can't not listen to Oops, I Talked Politics.
Yeah.
Especially when they talk about Alex Jones.
Oh, it's beautiful.
One of their most recent episodes is about Alex Jones.
Yeah.
And his downfall.
Too hot for TV.
And, man, he's bonkers. I thought I knew a lot about Alex Jones, and I still learned things in that episode about Alex Jones. So go check it out. Apparently he was a handsome man when he was younger.
Yeah.
According to that episode. Hey, guess what?
I'm guessing.
I got a game for us to play.
I am so ready for this game. I'm going to beat it, and I'm going to have proof forever, because this podcast is going to be the only remnants after my body is disintegrated into the soil.
To win, you have to get...
no pressure.
6 out of 10.
Okay.
6 out of 10, right?
But if I lose,
no,
it is for
eternity.
No, this
is really hard. Let's say 4 out of 10. This is really hard.
Okay.
Especially because I won't be able to pronounce the words right, so you won't know if I'm saying the right word.
All
right. But I've got 10 words.
And I
got
to get 4 to win.
That are related to déjà vu.
Okay.
And I want you to guess what they mean.
Oh, my gosh.
They are French, which should give you a benefit because you are part French.
Yeah, I'm like 2% French.
Just your toes.
I'm so Italian.
I thought you were part French. Like, isn't your last name French?
My last name's
German. Dang it. It's close to France. You still have an advantage.
Okay.
So shut up. This
gluten.
So if you get 4 right,
I don't eat gluten.
I will never call you words that you don't want to be called.
Wow, you do that every time you see me for the first time that day.
Stinky boy. What else do I call you? I call you
just
fart face.
All words I don't like.
Yeah, I won't call you those anymore.
You call me things.
4 out of 10.
Wow. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong forever into the ether.
Yeah, I get to call you stinky boy all I want.
It's terrible. I don't like this.
So the first word is, so remember, déjà vu means already seen.
Mm-hmm.
How about déjà rêvé?
Already reviewed on iTunes.
No? Do you want to take a second guess? Because I feel like that was a joke.
Rêvé?
Rêvé. R-E-V-E with an umlaut.
Oh, wow. All
right.
That's what they're called in French?
Okay. No. I don't know what that is. It's a little apostrophe like Pokemon.
Rêvé. Remember.
No. Already something.
Rêvé. Reverse.
Already dreamt.
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to know that rêve is dreamt.
How about déjà senti?
Synthetic.
What? What? No. What is wrong with you?
What? Senti? Smelled. I already smelled that. Already, already sensi.
You are correct.
Yeah.
It's already felt or smelt.
There we go. That's one.
That's one.
I'm a step closer to freedom.
How about, how do French people say J's?
Je.
Oh, yeah. Déjà. Jamia Vu.
What is it?
Jamia Vu.
Jamia.
I think. J-A-M-A-I-S Vu.
Jamias?
How about Jamias Vu?
remembering James.
Come on, do you want me to call you Stinky Boy for the rest of your life?
I don't know, dude. What's this? What Java Devu? How am I supposed to know any of this? Give me a hint.
Well, Deja is already.
Mm-hmm.
Vu is seen. So it's not already seen.
Already heard.
No. Already is the part that's missing from the word.
The future seeing.
No.
Predicting. Hey. Nicholas, I don't remember what you said. I can't remember it for the life of me.
Is Jamias Vu.
Jamias Vu.
Jamias Vu. Come on. It's the opposite of deja vu.
Already forgetting. It's not already,
what?
Though.
No! That's the Stephen future. Wright joke. You know Stephen Wright?
Future seeing. That's why I thought you said, you know,
it's the opposite of deja vu. What is the opposite of deja vu, John? I'm giving you, like, the answer.
Deja vu is to remember something.
No, it's feeling like you've already... We just did a half an hour show about it. It's the feeling like you were...
So Jama is a feeling. So give me the answer. I give up
it's
on this
the
one.
Sense...
I'm sick of it.
Okay. It's the sense of not feeling something familiar when encountered with a familiar situation. So let's say you go to a restaurant you've gone to like once every week with the same person you've been with every time you've gone for the last 5 years, and all of a sudden you get this feeling, you're like, I feel like I've never been here before. That's jamais vu.
Oh my god, there's no way. And listeners, can you
it's the opposite of deja vu.
Tell him on Facebook how difficult that was. No, there is okay. No way.
How about déjà éprouvé?
That's when you're...
there's no M. Éprouvé. E. Puberty.
Yeah, jeez, dude.
E P R O U V E with a little Pokemon apostrophe.
Oh, the best kind.
I bet you can get this one if you think about it.
To remember to improve.
Already experienced. All right, déjà arrivé. Arrivé.
Here it comes. That's the catchphrase for Deja Ivy on their official website.
So this one's tough.
Okay, so what is the real word?
I don't know. Deja Arrive.
We did this.
Arrive with okay. A Pokemon apostrophe. That's what they're called now.
To remember have arriven.
Already happened.
Yeah.
How about déjà goûté? This one, actually, I bet you can get. Think about it. Goûté. G-O-U-T-E. Pokemon-y.
Pokemon go to the pulse?
I'm thinking, like, gourmet.
Oh, yeah, dude. Remembering a meal.
What?
Deja gourmet. Remembering flavor sensation.
Eh, close enough, I'll give it to you. It's already tasted.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was it. That wasn't close enough. That was perfect. That was Guy Fieri accuracy.
So you got 2 out of 6 right.
Fieri.
So you gotta get
does
two
Fieri
more
have
of
a... Does he have a...
Fieri. No.
Is it Vitolde?
It's called a Pokemon-y, and I don't think so.
Okay. Fieri.
How about Preskevu. Preskevu. Vu.
Wow, exciting. It's really exciting when I know what I'm working with here. Can you say a word like a human?
Preskevu.
Okay, cool. That's not what I meant. I don't know what Preskevu. Can you spell it?
Yeah, I just did.
Spelled nicer.
Preskeue.
And there's no tildes. There's no umlauts.
No, actually. No Pokemon-y.
Okay. That's what threw me off.
Yeah. I think it's Preskevu. I don't know.
Preskevu. Well, pesco is like fish in Spanish.
Yeah.
And this is French. And the French and the Spanish are in history books together. So if you confuse the words, this might be a nautically themed word.
Yeah.
I'd like to say previous, because it's press previous.
You're on the right track.
I'm going to say it doesn't have deja in it.
No, it does
so
not.
So it's not before, but it is previous. So remembering is a common theme. Maybe let's say remembering the view, you know, just remembering to take the
you
time to look
so
at the view.
You are so close. You are so close.
Am I?
It's having something on the tip of your tongue. You're not close at all.
It was on the tip of my tongue. That was, see, I was trying to amplify that saying.
Yeah.
That.
Are you trying to have a half?
We don't always got to speak with words, Nick. You
that's
know?
True. Speak with emotions. How about déjà su?
Donald Trump.
What?
Remember when he sued all those people?
Yeah. It's, no, people sued him. It's the other way around.
Déjà su.
Déjà su.
And it sounds like a kid, like a kid's animated show character name.
It does. It really does.
Deja Sue would fight crime alongside the Teen Titans.
Here's a hint. What type of show would that be on, do you think? If they had a character named Deja Sue, it's not Teen Titans Go. But it is children's programming. It might be like an educational show, right?
Daniel Tiger?
Right. And what's the point of those shows? God. Already known intellectually.
What? That's the answer?
Yeah.
Why'd you go to the answer? What did Daniel Tiger have to do with it?
I was going to say, like, you're knowing things. You're learning and intellectually building.
That's a stretch, dude.
But how else am I supposed to get
there? You were
going to
make me think about the King of Whatever and all that.
King Friday?
Yeah.
His birthday is every Friday the 13th. Hmm. Did you know that?
Sounds pretty suspicious.
How about Deja Fight? F-A-I-T. Fight. Fiat.
It's Fiete.
Fiete.
It wouldn't even be that in time.
You gotta get these next two right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Deja Fiat. Remembering Fiat. Having Fiat.
Fiats.
Good for the environment.
They are. Sure. I don't know. They get the job.
Finished.
No.
Done?
Yeah! It's already done. I'm just giving you these. I'm not gonna help you on this last one, though.
Okay. This is it, though. Even though I already won.
No, you gotta get one more right.
Oh, well, geez.
Deja Veku.
Oh my god.
And
this is going to be my Jeopardy curse. I'm going to remember forever.
Veku. Deja Veku.
Veku.
Deja Veku.
Veku. When you say it like that.
Deja Veku.
Deja Veku. Delicious. It's crispy.
No.
It's got a tartness.
Nope. No. Get away from where you're going.
It's salty.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Okay, good. Angry, even. Holding a revenge, like vengeance.
Yes. And it becomes the purpose of
life.
Yeah. So
it has to do with your morals and your...
No.
The purpose of life.
Sure. Continue with that thought.
Okay. It has to do with the meaning of life.
Remember, deja vu. Deja is
remembering
already,
being born. Seen. Remembering your own birth.
It's not remembering. It's already.
Already have the purpose of life in your blood. Because you've already got everything you need to live a beautiful life. You don't need anything more.
Is that your final answer?
No, Nick, I want to win.
Okay, what's your final answer?
What's Vector? You didn't give me a clue.
Yeah, I gave you so many clues.
Not a good one.
I gave you all of the clues.
Vector. I don't know. I really don't want to be called names for the rest of my life, but is it worth telling a good joke for? That's what I got to think about, the listeners. Are they going to leave a review if I leave a better joke? Maybe they are. Maybe they won't. Does it really make all that difference because you're going to make up different names for me anyway? Probably. But do I know French? No. So this is an unwinnable game. And as long as they're not working with me.
Think back to Latin. What's Veku?
Velcro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
Stick together.
Yep. Yep.
And all right.
Then, yes. Keep going. Combined with the other things we've learned.
You know, there's no reason that I should have made that connection. But I got there eventually.
You stick things together, right?
Yeah.
And
it becomes the meaning of life.
Life sticking together.
Mm-hmm. Life sticking together. Religion.
What do you call like a life stuck to another life? Stuck to another life.
Twins, sisters, brothers, family, blood, bond.
No. Like your life stuck to another one of your lives all the way up.
Totem pole.
What is wrong with
Tree
your brain?
Of life.
Already lived. I was trying to go for like we spent 10 minutes of me trying to get you to say reincarnation.
Jesus, dude.
Well, he probably had
deja vu. Yeah, he did have deja vu. Good thing I brought him up.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.